我们在洗脚礼之前，我们将洗脚礼的道理啊，来跟新受洗的弟兄姐妹讲啊，我们大家一起来做复习。
Before our foot washing, I'd like to share with the members and also those who have just been baptized the teachings behind foot washing.
就我们来看约翰福音十一章。
It's referred to the Gospel of John, chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章四十七节。
John chapter 11, verse 47.
祭司长和法利赛人聚集公会说：“这人行好些神迹，我们怎么办呢？”请念。
Then the chief priests and the Pharisee gathered a council and said, "What shall we do? For this man works many signs."
主耶稣在当时，他怜悯周遭的人，他行了很多神迹奇事。
At the time of Jesus' ministry, he had performed many miracles and healings.
有越来越多的人。他们得着主耶稣的恩典，他们跟随主耶稣。
And so, greater and greater number of people seeking for the grace of God and followed after Jesus.
但是却对犹太社会的这些领导人造成很大的威胁。
But to the leaders of the Jews, it created a problem for them.
所以他们在商讨说，那该怎么办？
And so they gather a council and had a discussion as to what to do with this man.
我们跳过来看五十三节。
Let's look into verse 53.
从那日起，他们就商议要杀耶稣。
Then from that day on, they plotted to put him to death.
最后他们的结论是要把主耶稣给除掉。
And so their conclusion was that they were to get rid of Jesus.
这是人非常邪恶非常黑暗的一面。
This is the wicked and the dark side of a man.
我们再看五十七节。
Let's look into also verse 57.
那时祭司长和法利赛人早已吩咐说，若有人知道耶稣在哪里，就要报名，好去拿他。
Now both the chief priests and the Pharisee has given a command that if anyone knew where he was, he should report it, that they might seize him.
既然已经决定的事情，他们就立下誓。立志一定要做成。
And so since they have come to this decision, they determined to finish it.
所以耶稣被抓拿的这件事情在当时是已经到了风声很紧的时刻。
And so this plan to see Jesus is already coming at the end of Jesus' ministry.
但是世人连撒旦都不知道这样的事情却要来主耶稣却借着这样的事情来完成救恩。
But mankind and even Satan himself failed to realize that it is through their acts that the salvation of God will come complete.
神所预定的事情是没有任何的人事物能够去阻止阻挡的。
What God has predestined, no man or no things can refrain him from doing so.
所以主耶稣他很从容地来面对这个时刻。
And so Jesus prepared himself prepare what was ahead of him.
一个伟大的时刻就要来到。
That this great moment was about to come upon him.
所以主耶稣仍然叫门徒去预备逾越节的晚餐。
And so therefore Jesus commanded his disciples to go prepare for him the Passover supper.
在这最后最紧要的关头里头，主耶稣还要做重要的事情。
That in these last hours of Christ, that he is to do certain important tasks.
这跟将来的人的得救都是有关系的。
Which is in direct relationship to the future salvation of mankind.
在那最后的时刻，主耶稣设立了圣餐礼跟洗脚礼。
So it is in that last hour in which he established for us the sacrament of Holy Communion and the sacrament of foot washing.
那有关主耶稣设立洗脚礼的过程记载在约翰福音十三章。
And pertaining to the sacrament, this process of foot washing, it was recorded in John chapter 13.
这洗脚礼是圣经里头的圣礼之一。
And this foot washing is one of the sacraments recorded in the Bible.
每一个圣礼都跟得救的恩典有关系。
Every sacrament, it is called a sacrament because it is in direct relationship with our salvation.
每一个圣礼也都包含着一些教训。
And every sacrament contains in itself some teachings.
人是生活在物质的层面里头。
Man live in this material world.
所以神的恩典就用人可以接受的 方式来让人接受。
And so the grace of God is shown to man through things, physical things in which he can relate to.
借着一个简单的物质或者动作来让人领受恩典。
From a simple thing or perhaps a simple action to teach man the spiritual meaning.
在这简单的物质或动作里头，包含着它属灵的功效。
And from this thing or action contains itself the effectiveness of the Spirit.
所以每一项的圣礼都有它的奥秘性。
And so in each of the sacraments that contains in itself mysteries.
我们用信心来接受，我们就领受神给我们的恩典。
And so with faith we receive it, and so we receive it into our life, the grace of God.
我们来看这洗脚礼的恩典。
So let us look into the grace of the foot washing and its teaching.
John chapter 13, verse
1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Now therefore, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
这里说主耶稣爱属自己的人，爱他们到底。
Here it says that Jesus, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
爱常常不是只是意识上的认知，而且是一种真正的领受。
But love is not just a mere recognition or just a mere meaning, but it is something that can be felt and can be received.
那主耶稣这个爱到底的爱是我们可以领受的，而且我们必须来领受的。
And so this Lord Jesus loved them to the end is something, a love that we can really receive and be felt.
为什么说它是可以领受也必须领受呢？
And why is it that it can be received and must be received?
请看约翰福音十三章第六节。
Let's look into chapter 13 of John, verse 6.
爱到西门彼得，彼得就对主耶稣说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet?
当主耶稣为门徒洗脚的时候，门徒觉得很诧异。
And when Jesus was washing his disciples' feet, the disciples were quite confused.
虽然在犹太社会里头有这个洗脚的风俗。
Even though in the Jewish tradition, there is this practice of foot washing.
但是通常是要学生来洗老师的脚。
But it is their tradition that the student washes the feet of the master.
位份低的来洗位份高的人。
It is the servant who washes the feet of the master, one who is lowly to wash the feet of those who are exalted.
现在主耶稣所做的事情是跟当时的风俗是相反的。
But here what Jesus have done has done what is opposite to tradition.
所以这个彼得呢，他就有疑问。
And so Peter here had a question to his master.
第七节。
He said, verse 7.
耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
And Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing to you, you do not understand now, but you will know after this.
其实这也是一种的爱。
And this is one of his answer.
在对方还不明白的时候，就已经爱他了。
Before that Peter even can comprehend what was done, he has already shown him his love.
就好像主耶稣的为门徒洗脚，就是这一种爱。
And this is the kind of love that Jesus has shown for his disciples.
就好像父母亲爱儿女，常常是这样的。
Just as a parent shown their love to their children.
第八节。
Verse 8.
彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”
Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
接受耶稣的洗脚，这是我们可以接受的。
To receive the foot washing from Jesus Christ, something we ought to receive.
这也是必须要领受的。
And this is something we have to receive.
因为主耶稣在这里对彼得跟门徒讲得很清楚：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份。”
Because here Lord Jesus clearly state to his disciples that if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
在圣经当中有很多这个有份这样子的应许。
In the Bible, there are instances in which there is the mention of having part with Jesus.
那在洗脚的这个恩典中，让所有的这一些应许都成为是 有意义的，真实的。
And so from among all these promises that this here full sacrament of foot washing having part with Jesus completes this promise.
我们请看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召的，好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得份。
God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这里说我们要跟我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
Here it says we are to go into fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个 fellowship 就是一同有份的意思。
Having this fellowship meaning that we have part with him.
我们在神的儿女这件事情上面有份。
That we can take part as the children of God.
我们要在生命册上面有份。
That we can take part in having our names in the book of life.
我们要在各样属灵的好处上面有份。
And we can take part in many of the spiritual blessings.
我们要在这个神的圣洁上面有份。
That we can take part in the holiness of God.
我们在要在这属灵的侍奉上有份。
That we can take part in the spiritual servitude.
我们要在神的国度上面有份。
And to take part in the kingdom of God.
所以接受主耶稣的洗脚，这是一个恩上加恩的一个恩典。
And so to receive this water foot washing from Lord Jesus is grace upon grace.
当时主耶稣为门徒洗脚，也带着几个教训。
And so at the time when Jesus washed his disciples' feet, it also contained within itself some teachings.
请我们看回约翰福音第十三章。
Let's look back into the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章第三节。
John, chapter 13, verse 13.
第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God,
万有都要交在主耶稣的手中。
All things was put into his hands.
这是主耶稣对救恩的一个宣告。
And this is Jesus' proclamation pertaining to salvation.
所以今天我们也是要努力的将这个福音去向万人来宣告。
And that is why today we also need to proclaim the good gospel to the world.
我们再看约翰福音十三章十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 12.
耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？”
So when he had washed their feet, taken his garment, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you?"
他们当然明白，主耶稣已经说了，为你们洗脚，让你们跟我有份。
Of course, they understand because Jesus himself said that if I have washed you so you can have part with me.
那为什么主耶稣又刻意的这样来问呢？
Now why is it that here Lord Jesus went further to ask him this question?
原来在这当中主耶稣有美好的教训在里头。
And so it is of no secret that in this action that there are even four further teachings.
十三节。
13.
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
You call me teacher and Lord and you say well for so I am.
十四节。
14.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
If I then your Lord and teacher have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
主耶稣以这仆人的姿态来为门徒洗脚。
Jesus, with the heart of servant, of a servant, washes his disciples' feet.
主耶稣告诉他们，你们要彼此洗脚。
And so Jesus commanded them that they ought to wash each other's feet.
主耶稣的意思就是说，你们要能够谦卑的彼此来服侍。
And what Jesus is trying to tell them that you must also be able to serve one another with humility.
主耶稣给我们留下彼此相爱、彼此服侍的榜样。
And so Jesus set for an example for us that we are to love one another, want to serve one another.
我们在生活当中努力的来过着彼此服侍、彼此相爱的生活，这就是彼此洗脚。
And then, so if we live in our daily life in which we can show love and serve one another, this is a way of foot washing.
再请看13章11节。
Let's look into chapter 13, verse 11.
11节，耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。
For he knew who would betray him, therefore he said, you are not all clean.
在他们当中就是犹大，他将要带人来抓拿耶稣。
In the midst of his disciple, there was Judas who had arranged for people to capture Jesus.
主耶稣知道犹大所将要做的这一件邪恶的事情。
And so Jesus is aware of this action of Judas, what he was about to do.
但是主耶稣愿意接纳他，所以主耶稣提醒他。
And but Jesus is still willing to accept him, and so here tries to awaken Judas.
18节。
18.
我这话不是指着你们众人说的，我知道我所拣选的是谁。现在要应验经上的话说，同我吃饭的人用脚踢我。
I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me.
这又是一次的提醒。
And once again, he reminds.Judas.
所以在整个过程里头，主耶稣多次的来提醒这个犹大。
And so in many instances here, Jesus is trying to awaken Judas.
主耶稣愿意给他机会，主耶稣愿意给他一条出路。
Jesus is willing to give him an opportunity, a place in which he can escape from his wicked deeds.
三十节。
Verse 30.
犹大受了那点饼，立刻就出去了。那时候是夜间了。
And having received a piece of bread, he then went out immediately, and it was night.
但是犹大是一直的拒绝，他偏偏的将自己送入黑暗里头。
Judas continued to reject the opportunity presented to him by Lord Jesus, but he continued in his own sin.
还有什么比这个更可悲、更可惜的事情呢
？What is more pitiful and sorrow than this?
主耶稣总是给我们机会，要接纳我们。
Lord Jesus have also presented us many opportunities and have shown his acceptance of us.
在我们生活当中，我们彼此的对待里头，我们也需要有这种爱。
And so when we are dwelling among our fellow brethren, we must also show this kind of love.
给对方机会，给对方出路。
We need to give another the opportunity and a way of escape.
再看第九节。
Let's look into verse 9.
西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。
”Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
西门彼得当然要跟主耶稣有份。
Of course, Simon Peter wants to be in part with Jesus Christ.
所以他做出了这一个请求。
And so he asked Lord Jesus of this.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶稣说：“凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。”
Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you."
这是主耶稣一个提醒。
And here, Jesus, it's a reminder from Jesus.
就是主耶稣对我们过圣洁生活的要求。
And this is the request that God, Jesus have of us to live a sanctified life.
我们这一双脚所走的路代表着我们的行为。
That the feet in which we walk upon resembles our actions, our deeds.
在我们的生活当中，我们的言行举止会有过患。
And that in our daily life, there will be some wrongs that we have committed.
这所以我们要留意我们的言语行为。
And so here reminds us that we must be careful where we tread, what our action may be and what the words we speak.
我们要常常提醒自己，这一双被主耶稣洗过的脚是走在怎样的道路上面。
And we must constantly remind ourselves this feet that has been washed by Lord Jesus Christ, where do we walk upon it in our life?
我们要靠着道理，靠着圣灵，靠着弟兄姐妹的帮助来过着对的美好的生活。
From the Word, from the Holy Spirit, and also from the help of brother and sister, that we are to live a righteous life.
我们再看十五节。
Let's look into verse 15.
我给你们做的榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
主耶稣要求门徒说，你们要照我所做的去做。
Here Jesus said to his disciple, "You are to do just as I have done to you."
十七节。
17.
你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
知道这些事情去做就有福了。
If you do know these things and you do it, you are blessed.
这些事情呢，包括两个大类。
And these things include two things.
第一个就是要接受耶稣的洗脚。
And one is to receive the washing of feet by Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是 跟得救有关，这个是圣礼。
Because it has direct relationship with the salvation.
第二件事情就是彼此的洗脚。
And the second is to mutually wash one another's feet.
哦，那就是主耶稣在洗脚礼当中所显明给我们的这些教训。
And this is the teachings that Lord Jesus have shown us in this foot washing.
哦，主耶稣说：“你们去做就有福了。”
And so Jesus said and command that if you do this, you will be blessed.
我们再看二十节。
Let's look into verse 20.
二十节，我实实在在的告诉你们，有人接待我所差遣的，就是接待我。接待我就去接待那差遣我的。
Most assuredly I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me.
所以今天我们奉主耶稣的圣名，我们接受教会圣职人员的洗脚，这就是接受主耶稣的洗脚。
So today, when we receive in the name of Lord Jesus Christ the foot washing from church servants, then this is the same as receiving foot washing from Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这圣礼性的洗脚就是一次。
And so this sacrament of foot washing is done once in a person's life.
是单向的。
It is only done once.
是 one way.
In one way.
所以我们现在要为我们新受洗的弟兄姐妹来施行这个圣礼的洗脚。
And now we would like to wash the feet of our newly baptized brothers and sisters.
请我们新受洗的弟兄姐妹能够把你们的鞋子、袜子脱起来，那这个当洗你的脚的时候，你心中默祷感谢。
So we ask brothers and sisters whose feet will be washed to remove your shoes and your socks, and while your feet is being washed, to pray and meditate and humbly pray to God.
我们会众请唱诗295首，我们姐妹那边请黄传道娘来帮忙洗脚。
And we ask congregation to sing hymn 295. We ask Sister Huang to wash the sister's feet.This robe of all his heavenly dress, the Savior came to wear, clothed in a veil of mortal flesh, and bowed his head in death. He gave us this example that we his will come.By following his teaching to wash each other's feet. That awful night in which betrayed, he introduced a feast, which we, my friends, have seen displayed.Where each has been a guest. He gave us this example that we his will complete by following his teaching to wash each other's feet. The solemn sceneabout to close to make the whole complete. He meekly from communion rose and washed his servants' feet. He gave us this example that we his will complete.By following his teaching to wash each other's feet. To each he said, let others do as I your Lord have done. The heavenly pattern still pursued in form as I have shown. He gave us this example that His will complete by following His teaching to wash each other's feet. Verse 1, 第一节. Disrobable His heavenly dress, the Savior came to earth, clothed in a veil of mortal flesh, and bowed His head in death. He gave us this example that we His will complete by following His teaching to wash each other's feet. The whole night in which betrayed, He introduced the feast, which we, my friends, have seen displayed, where each has been a guest.
感谢主，我们的席教礼就到这里。接下来我们请周传道来办圣餐礼。
Praise and thank God, we conclude our sacrament of foot washing. Now we will continue with the sacrament of Holy Communion with Preacher Zhou.